Moving on now, I will request a student of our evening madrasa, Umar Monia, to come and recite some verses of the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين ينفقون أموالهم بالليل والنهار سرا وعلانية فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين يأكلون الربا لا يقومون إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس ذلك بأنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا فمن جاءه موعظة من ربي فانتهى فله ما سلف وأمره إلى الله ومن عاد فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات والله لا يحب كل كفار أثيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين فإن لم تفعلوا فأذنوا بحرب من الله ورسوله وإن تبتم فلكم رؤوس أموالكم لا تظلمون ولا تظلمون وإن كان ذو عسرة فنظرة إلى ميسرة وأن تصدقوا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, Jazakumullahu khairan. These were some verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He discusses the prohibition of interest. We will understand that taking interest, giving interest, or having anything to do with an interest-based transaction is a great sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ If a person does not abstain from any sort of interest-based transaction, then he should get ready to engage in war with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And anyone who engages in war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it does not take a genius to work out what the outcome will be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take this person to task. And Allah ta'ala says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ That if a person acquires money through interest, and we can broaden this to a person acquiring money through any way or form which is haram, which is impermissible, then in the apparent it may seem that he is making a profit. It may seem that he is benefiting. It may seem that he is moving up in the world. But really and truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He diminishes this money that this person has. He may even have the world at his feet, but he will not have contentment of heart. He will not have peace. وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ And a person, the money he spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he spends in good causes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him more in return, both in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us or give us the tawfiq to refrain from any sort of interest-based transaction, any sort of haram dealings. These haram transactions, many of our youngsters, they are attracted by this. Drug dealing or any other sort of fraud, because it brings in quick money. And people have a dream, they have aspirations, I want to drive this type of a car, I want to live in this type of a house, I should have such and such furniture, I want to wear these type of clothes, and a person does not want to work hard for them. And a person should not, because this is not where we were, what we are living for. If it comes to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all and well. So people look for easy paths, they look for quick routes where they can get rich quick. And they feel that this will give them peace, this will give them contentment, this will give them the satisfaction that they are looking for. But this is a deception of shaitan, our nafs. True satisfaction, true happiness, true success, true peace only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only comes in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq.